In this track, I'm offering you a supportive healing process to help you as a parent to rebuild the connection with your child after disconnection has happened. This process will help you to repair any rupture from a conflict or a series of conflicts that may have arisen between you. This process is based on the understanding that the best way to transform your relationship with your child or your children is to resolve and make more sense of your own unresolved childhood pain, and an understanding of just how that unresolved pain does play out in your relationship with your child. So first, make sure that you're sitting in a very comfortable position with minimal distractions around you. Just beginning to slow down and letting yourself just land comfortably into the chair you're sitting in. Becoming aware of your breathing. Releasing some stress on the next couple of out-breaths. And just slowing down. I want you now to take a minute to consider a situation that has occurred between you and your child that you found to be incredibly difficult. Something that stirred up some very powerful, very difficult emotions for you. Go right back to that moment in time and remember as much as you possibly can about how the situation felt to you. Go right back to that moment. Look around, remember the details. And remember, most importantly, how you were feeling. What was the most difficult thing for you about this situation? What did you find the hardest? And as you're remembering it, let yourself again feel those same feelings in your body. And as you're sitting there, observe the sensations relating to those feelings. Notice where they're held in your body. Observe the thoughts that you had at the time. Allow yourself to get a clear and honest picture of what was happening for you internally at that time. Notice how big or how strong these feelings were. Notice how they affected your body physiologically. Did you become hotter? Did you tense up? Have a sense of your body language at this time. And I'm inviting you now to consider exploring a question. Exploring the question of what is familiar about these feelings? Have you felt a similar set of feelings in other situations, in other relationships in the past? Let the feelings guide your memory to take a glimpse backwards at some similar moments in the past. Back to times when you also felt just like this in so many ways. Which relationship or relationships come to mind? Taking a moment to remember just how it felt back then. And now going back to the situation or pattern with your child that you're exploring today, and take a moment now to explore the concept that in this kind of situation that your child may be experiencing a similar set of feelings to yours. It may not look like it. Your child may look like they don't care, or they're in another world, or they're just distracted. But inside, in their emotional world, it's quite likely that they're feeling a very similar set of feelings. Because we tend to share our feelings, we give our feelings to each other. So giving your imagination again now free rein, let yourself imagine how that might be for your child to feel this similar set of feelings. Taking into consideration their age, their size, their limitations, and their emotional and physical dependency on the adults in their world. How might it be for them to experience such big feelings in their young body? Further imagine, giving yourself full permission to explore without the need to be right or wrong, but just trusting this process and being open to see where it takes you. What might your child need from you in this situation if they are feeling a similar set of feelings? When your child experiences these powerful feelings in their young body, and they feel totally thrown out of balance with these feelings, what might help your child to feel more balanced again, to come back to peace again? What might they need to come back to peace with you, with themselves, with their world? What might they need to see in your eyes? What do they really deep down need to see in your face? What does your child need to hear in your voice? Or to feel from your touch? And what, most importantly, does your child need to feel from your heart? Just take a minute to consider these questions. CD if you need to spend more time in this process of again relating to your child's perspective. It's also a very powerful exercise to take a piece of paper and a pen and to write a letter to your child that you may or may not share with them, but for your own process, getting more in touch with how your heart feels, what you can feel you need to share with your child to both come back to reconnection. I hope that this exercise has supported you in coming back to feel more empowered in meeting your child's needs and repairing the ruptures that invariably occur in close relationships. A relationship is healthy and functional in any particular moment when each person in their relationship can relate to the other. It's the relate bit of the relationship that's so important. Relating to another is about the ability to put yourself in their shoes, to let yourself really feel what they may be feeling. When we even try to imagine how another is feeling with the intention of relating to them, we rebuild a bridge. We seek to reconnect, and the process of healing is enabled.